Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Our guests today, the North Jersey-based band Real Estate, are back with their third album, Atlas. Right from their start in 2008, positive reviews highlighted their surf guitar-influenced sound and the suburban themes of their songs. That style has been further refined on Atlas. We'll talk with the band after this performance of Had to Hear.
Thank you.
That is Had to Hear, which is the first song you hear on Atlas, the new album from Real Estate. We're hearing some live recordings today. And guys, thank you very much for being here. It's a real treat to have you here.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having us.
This album, not that different from all the other albums, has got amazing critical response. If critics actually had to buy music, you guys would be rich. I mean...
Yeah, that is a good point, yeah.
Well, the studio that you guys arrayed around is in Chicago, and it's Wilco's loft space. And there's this guy who works with Wilco, and he's done a bunch of other records lately, as Tom Schick, who is the engineer. What about him do you guys kind of relate to?
He's just like... He records with a, or he produces rather, with a light hand. And but like, I mean that as a highest compliment. You know, he's like, his greatest strength, I think, was like allowing us to realize our potential. You know, and like he's just like very open to lots of ideas, and he has ideas of his own too. But like, he never says no. You know, he's just like, oh yeah, that would be cool. Let's do it. And like, things just seem to happen simply. Like he produces so well that it almost feels like he's not producing at all, if that makes any sense.
You know,
everything's
yeah.
just like ready to go, and he's there with that perspective when you need it, but it's not overbearing. He's not trying to, you know, like steer any ship in any kind of like specific direction, which was pretty much what we were looking for. You know, he made a great sounding record, and like he allowed us to, like, we all worked together, and that was really positive.
Well, speaking of where you worked, my understanding is that Wilco leaves all their guitars in that space as well. Matt, were you and Martin able to avail yourselves in some different sounding things?
Yeah, I used Jeff Tweedy's like Gibson Les Paul that was from the 1950s, and I really liked it a lot. I used it on most of the album.
Wow, very cool. did you have any interactions with the Wilco guys?
Jeff did come by the studio one day and hung out while we were tracking a song, and very briefly, and it was cool. And he was, you know, really nice. And
Pat came by also and said hello.
Pat Jensen.
They weren't on tour for most of the time that we were using the studio. That's actually like kind of one of the reasons it worked out, because they were out of town, but they had a date in Chicago, and so when they were around, a few of them came by and, like, you know, just gave their blessing, which was nice.
That's very cool. We're talking with Real Estate about Atlas, the new album and the making of it, et cetera. And we're hearing the tunes live. And what's next?
We're going to play Past Lives, which is the second song on the record.
Real Estate. We're hearing some live versions of the songs. Actually, the first two, the ones that begin Atlas, the new album, and Martin. It's hard to not take into account these reviews that talk about the nostalgia on this record when you play a song like that, Past Lives. It seems to be looking back a few years from the perspective of where you live now in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would say that's probably the most, like, you know, backwards-looking nostalgic song on the record. Like, if anything, I was trying to get away from that on this record. But, yeah, that I mean, that song in particular is kind of like, you know, I spend a lot of time back in the town where I grew up in Ridgewood because that's where my parents still live and my wife's parents live there. And so we're there a lot. So that's kind of like the perspective of kind of, you know, being there and being, you know, the age that I am now and just kind of feeling older, I guess.
Okay, let's put that in perspective. You're still in your 20s, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm only 28.
Okay.
But
things have changed in your life. Things are a little bit more domestic.
Sure, yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, I'm married and stuff, so it's just different. You know, I think it was that song in particular, I spent a little bit of time in 2012 at the end of the year when we first started working on writing this record. In my parents' attic, sort of, we didn't have a practice space yet, and I was looking for a place to just be able to jam and record demos and stuff. So I was there a lot, and that song is sort of just like, just being up in my parents' attic, the same place I used to hang out when I was 15 or 16, and just feeling like, you know, and I'd just gotten married also, like the month before, so I just kind of felt like, especially old, you know, and especially like, you know, the contrast of hanging out in this place that I used to spend time with my friends when I was younger, just kind of like, you know, made me feel like I was extra old.
Right.
Yeah.
Looking at the at the CD jacket for this. You shout out a lot of North Jersey locations and people, Maxwell's, Glenn Mercer and the Feelies, Yola Tango, a bunch of folks. When you guys are kind of holding the standard in a lot of ways for guitar-oriented bands, at least on the softer end of things, than a lot of what else is going on there. Is that what you grew up with in that North Jersey kind of environment?
Among other things, you know, I just think that, I guess, well, you know, Maxwell's is on there. Just when we were making the liner notes, Maxwell's had just closed down,
right,
so it was timely. Yeah. And we had got to play one of the last shows there, which was a big honor for us because obviously, you know, we're relatively new to the culture of Maxwell's, you know. We were, you know, pretty... I don't even know if we were alive when it first opened.
No.
We weren't. But, you know, so that we definitely have a lot of respect for that place. And I think, like, it's just cool to, like... And we actually, like, sort of made a bit of a personal relationship with the Feelies and lesser... to a lesser extent with Yola Tango, but got to meet them and hang a little bit too. And like, just felt, especially at that time with Maxwell's closing, sort of, good to be part of that lineage in whatever small way possible. And I think that those notes sort of just reflect that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. We're very aware of like, you know, the fact that we grew up in New Jersey and that there's a lot of bands that, I'm not sure if it's because they're from New Jersey, but they're also just great bands that we respect. And they're definitely like the Feelies and Yola Tango are two of my favorite bands. So just, you know, it was like we got to play one of the Yola Tango Hanukkah shows, which actually ended up being one of their last ones too. And it was just like, we wanted to thank them for that, you know, for giving us that gift. 'Cause that was really nice. I used to grow up going to those shows in high school. So, yeah, and it was just sort of like, yeah, we want to acknowledge the fact that that's where we come from in a way, and we're hopefully joining that lineage in a small way. Yeah.
All right. Well, tell you what, let's move on and let's hear more from Atlas and what's next?
Crime is the song.
Turn all night, don't
Live on the World Cafe, that is Crime from Real Estate, from Atlas. Congratulations, guys, on everything, particularly on Atlas. What a really, really nice record.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for being
here. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.